Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 620. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Pill Dream Machine. That's a project with Joseph Stevens, based out of L.A. The song I played was Self-Actualization Center. That's on the new album Pad, which will be out this week, October 7th, on Slumberland or Tough Love, depending on where you are in the world. I think that's a digital-only affair. At least that's my understanding. I saw that he's coming on tour soon, and I want to give that one a listen, find out what that's all about. I read reviews of the first couple of albums, thought, oh, that sounds interesting, picked up this one, and then, I don't know, a little too easy listening, a little too tropical, yeah. That song there has some nice pop to it. So give that one a listen, maybe that's a try before you buy, and see if that's something that works for you. I've got music this week, let's play some. This is The Radio Field with Years Ago. A private conversation over tea. Staring up at me, my mind on the toes of smiling back from where the blades are parted. I'm so high for no one else to see. The TV show, Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. A quick set there, ending with Malmo's Mom. That song is to the beat, and it's on the 7-inch Fun and Games, which will be out October 14th, but you can pick that up digitally now from Snap Records on Bandcamp if you so desire. Two tracks have been released ahead of time, and they sound kind of Fountains of Wayne-y, but then two tracks haven't, and the two tracks that haven't, those are my favorite. I'm not sure I dig so much the vocal effects, but there's a lot of good power pop in there, and the band has been very consistent over the last few years. Before that, The Radio Field, that band based out of Germany. The song is called Years Ago, and it's on the Simple EP, which is a four-song EP that came out September 30th on Sub Jangle. I think that may be a CD-only release. I don't think that one's vinyl. Excellent jangle pop there, just good stuff there. That song, definitely my favorite of the EP, but the whole EP is pretty darn good. Anyway, more music here. We'll stick with the 7 inches. This is Sick Thoughts with Poor Boys.
We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. We ended there with Cockney Rejects, a new one called That Thing We Do. That's on the band's new album, Power Grab, that came out this year on Cadiz Music. The band's still based out of London. I don't think I had anything from the band since about 1982, but I thought, why not pick this one up? And there's a couple of songs that are good on it. That one, there's one of them. And there's a lot of songs that aren't so good, and some that sound like they're trying to rehash 1982 Motley Crue. Weird. Give that one a listen, see if something works for you, though. And before that, we heard from Sick Thoughts, based out of New Orleans. The song Poor Boys, that's a two-song 7-inch that came out on Goodbye Boozy Records back in 2021. Excellent garage punk there. Sounds like it should be a 7-inch, right? You wouldn't want to listen to that one any other way. Saw the band in town a few weeks ago. They were very good, and they played that song and did a very good job of it. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see what else I got this week. Ah, another EP. This one's by The Neutrals. The song is called Gary Botwick Says.
Elizabeth Taylor, Gary Borthwick swears that she's his next door neighbor. Gary Borthwick is completely sure he played bass guitar for The Cure. Gary Borthwick tells a lot of tall tales, hangs out with Tom Jones when he goes to Wales. Gary Borthwick's not a total cretin, plugged into the moon, of that I'm certain. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, but he gets away with it. Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says. He's the fastest runner in Glasgow. Gary says his dad's away, working for the CIA. Gary stays home and looks after his mum. She sleeps all day to avoid the sun. Gary Borthwick's not a total cretin, plugged into the moon, of that I'm certain. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and he gets away with it. Gary can't stand life at home, so he lives in a world of his own. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and we let him get away with it. Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says.
Million degrees, and I'm looking out of my dried up and rapidly dying lawn. Suddenly, it occurs to me, I've officially changed my opinion on the subject of above ground pools. And I'm looking at my Canadian tie catalog, trying to figure out which one's a better deal. Soon I'll be floating like a hollow log in a plastic sea, and the chemicals, they're gonna mess up my skin. By July 1st, I'm not human, I'm a human-looking California raisin. When my neighbors wanna go outside to have a little hot dog barbecue, they gotta watch a tiny little raisin doing laps in his tinier pool. And I'm looking at my Canadian tire catalog, trying to figure out which one's a better deal. Soon I'll be floating like a hollow log in a plastic sea. salon is officially dead, and my skin is officially cooked in a pot lobster red. And I just pray I can get my money back on this above ground pool when Labor Day rears its ugly head. And I'm looking at my Canadian Tire catalog, figuring out which one has a better money back guarantee. Soon I'll be floating like a hollow log in a plastic sea. Above ground pool, buy one for me.
I love that man. As great of an ambassador as Canada has ever had. That is B.A. Johnston from Hamilton, Ontario. The song is My Opinion of Above Ground Pools on his Werewolves of London, Ontario, which came out June 3rd of this year. Summer release, of course. Came out on Transistor 66. That song might have been better when it was still warm, but it's not bad now. Though yesterday I did hit a Goodwill and buy a sweater and put it on, and it felt nice. Before that, we heard from Neutrals with the song Gary Botwick Says. That's on the Bus Stop Nights EP, four songs released by Static Shock Records May 25th of this year. That band from Oakland, despite all sounds there. Sounds like something John Pill would have played for me and I would have loved. And that's kind of how the old EP is. So give that one's one you're going to want to pick up. And you're also going to want to pick up that B.A. Johnston. Don't bother to listen before you buy it. Just click buy wherever you can, everywhere you can. Probably tell Amazon to do that for you. Who knows? Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 620. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Fanny in town. Yes, that Fanny on the 5th at the Record Bar. On the 6th, Elliott Smith Tribute is happening at the Record Bar, or Jukebox the Ghost is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 7th is the Big Night, Max Sabbath at Knuckleheads, or Thick at the Bottleneck, or Danger Bob at Liberty Hall, or the Get Up Kids at Lemonade Park. Cher UK is playing the Ship the next night on the 8th, as is Thong Gag at Manor. And I think that's with Nan and the One Night Stand, so that should be fun. On the 9th, Outer Reaches Fest starts, and it runs on the 11th as well. In between the two, we've got the Briefs coming to Minibar on the 10th with the Whiffs. I'm sad I'm going to be out of town for that one. On the 11th, we also have Melt Banana at the Record Bar. Phoenix is coming to the Midland. Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt are at the Uptown on the 12th. On the 14th, Death Cab for Cutie and Low at the Madrid, or Quicksand at the Uptown. I forget who they're opening for, but what I care about is Quicksand. Emmeline Twist is playing that night at Lemonade Park. Paramore is playing at Soundstone. On the 5th, Casket Lottery is at the Ship. The Whiffs are at Club Sandwich. Frog Pond is at the Bottleneck. The 16th, Drifter is at the Replay. 17th, Illuminati Hotties is at the Record Bar. And that's good enough for now. Looking at the website, we got a few new things out there. We got photos and videos and my thoughts of the Smokes Let's Go, Junkyard Royalty, North by North, and Saving Miles Lemon Show, as well as the same for the Nightosphere, Ferris Wheel Regulars, Ripped Jeans, and Genre Show that happened last week at Farewell. Anyway, one track left for you here. I'm going to play a track by Daniel Romano. I've played a lot of tracks by Daniel Romano because he releases a lot of tracks, and they're all wonderful. He's released a two-song album called La Luna, and it's kind of broken into sides, one side, the other side, La Luna 1, La Luna 2. Good. Long, expressive, a little bit of psych pop more than he's done in the past, but so lush and just excellent instrumentation. And for lyrics that are written on the spot, they're always so good. Released by U-Change Records on September 9th of this year. So another Ontario band from Welland, Ontario, of course. Anyway, so we're going to play a little excerpt here from La Luna from Side 1. This is a section called Genuine Light. So we're going to end things here. This is Daniel Romano with Genuine Light. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
In the end, we appear as a dream, convincingly shared of the balm. Everything we've ever been to anything never was armed. Oh, we love. fearlessness is to contradict all that we've ever believed. Roar for roar, our echoes soar insignificantly.